For more perspective on this, I'm joined by Sika Dalmia, senior policy analyst at the think tank Reason Foundation. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So often world leaders can be colorful when addressing the UN. In this case, what do you make of Benjamin Netanyahu's use of visual aids in his speech?
Well, you know, he's trying to raise the alarm level in the world about any possibility of a nuclear Iran. And, you know, so he's using it as a prop. But the fact of the matter is, you know, he doesn't have to convince the whole world of his case. He just has to convince, you know, one country and essentially one person, and that's President Obama. And, you know, without U.S. support for some kind of military intervention, he can draw whatever bomb, you know, maps and charts and other graphs that he wants. It's not going to mean a lot. So the question here is, did the United States buy this alarm?
Do you think it did?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell. I mean, there is certainly a great deal of concern in the United States about a nuclear Iran. Whether it rises to the level of military intervention, I think that's the big policy discussion going on in, you know, the State Department and the Obama White House. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, Israel is just working against some constraints here, which are that, you know, America is a war-weary country. It has had two major wars in the last 10 years. It doesn't have an appetite for another big war. Now, one can argue that Iran would be, you know, a full-fledged war. It would be a surgical strike. But still, that's still quite a lot. And so whether Obama is going to be willing to undertake an action like that is completely up in the air. But one thing is clear, he will not want it before November, before the election. So whatever action is going to happen, it'll have to happen after November.
Now, the President Obama has been recently underlining that the issue of Iran should be resolved by diplomatic means. Do you think that's a shift in the U.S. stance on Tehran? Do you think it is pre-election politics? What do you make of that?
Well, you know, that has been the Obama White House's position for a while. I mean, they've been emphasizing sanctions. And the problem with sanctions is that they don't actually work against the regime. They only punish the people in a country. And that's what's happening in Iran. Iran's economy is not doing too well, partly because of the sanctions. And the regime is, you know, just getting more and more emboldened. And the problem for the United States for, you know, with the strategy of sanctions is that it's making an enemy of the very people it needs on its side to engineer a regime change, and that is the average Iranian people. So the problem with the U.S. strategy so far is that it's, you know, the reason it's a problem that Iran has a nuclear bomb is that it's not a democratic country. But you forestall the winds of democracy by sanctions which turn the Iranian people against you. So the U.S. policy has been extremely counterproductive.
Now, changing to Palestine now, President Mahmoud Abbas trying to gain non-member observer status for Palestinians. Do you think that's something that's within his reach?
Well, you know, the member status was certainly not within his reach, which is what he was trying last year, and that turned out to be a big failure. With non-member status, that's a little bit more within his reach because in a general assembly, all he needs is majority vote. He doesn't need, you know, there nobody can veto a bill like that, and it's possible that, you know, they might be able to get that. The question is whether it's wise for him to seek that because the U.S., by the way, is not on board. Secretary Clinton was out there trying to convince him to back off, you know, this bid for non-member status. And so it remains to be seen whether the U.S. will pull aid to the Palestinians if Abbas pushes ahead with this. And the Palestinian economy is right now not doing too well at all. I mean, it's really, you know, in the last 1 year, it's been hurting really bad. And what cutoff of U.S. aid will mean for it, you know, really a very serious issue.
All right. Thank you for your time. Sika Dalmia, senior policy analyst at the Reason Foundation.
Thanks for having me on.